Shabbos, so there's a beautiful pasuk in this week's parsha. Pasuk says, this is in Perek Chav Hey, pasuk Yud. So the pasuk says, "V'lo sonu ish es amiso, v'yareisa me'alakecha ki ani Hashem elokeichem." Literally, again, a man shall not afflict his fellow. You shall fear or revere God, for I am Hashem your God. Shabbos, so Rashi HaKadosh says, what is this talking about? O na'as dvarim. I'm not permitted to afflict someone with my words. So onos devarim, Rabosai, could take a number of different forms. It could be verbal abuse of someone. It could be ultimately, again, reminding a person of their past. If a person's a ger, reminding them of their past. If a person's a valtur, reminding them of their past. But the idea is onos devarim. A person should not hurt another individual with their words. So Rabosai, the Rebbe Pshischa, Simcha Bonu Pshischa, says something so beautiful. He says, what's the definition of a chassid? What's a chassid? So he says, chassid hu lifi Rambam, misha oseh v'noheg b'chol davar lifnim mishura sadin. We'll say, what's a chassid? A chassid is someone who goes above and beyond. Chassid is someone who smith. So remember, again, as a regular Jew, I'm obligated to go ahead and stay away from that which is aser, do that which is mutter, and as long as I'm living on the right side of the law, I'm good. A chassid is someone who goes above and beyond. Lifnim mishuras hadin. Everything he does, he wants to go ahead and he wants to do more. So look what the Rebbe says. Aval ne'emar lo sonu ish es amiso. So says Rebbe Pshischa. So tell me, if I want to be a chassid, when it comes to lo sonu ish es amiso, that a person should not go ahead and hurt another with their words. So we'll say, how do I actualize my chassid identity with that mitzvah? So you could, again, have to be especially careful with the way I talk. Not only should I not abuse someone with my words, hurt someone with my words, but I should use my words to build someone up. So listen to what the Rebbe says. If you want to be a chassid when it comes to lo sonu ish es amiso, if you want to go above and beyond the letter of the law when it comes to that mitzvah, ha chassid eino mone gam esatzmo. A chassid doesn't afflict himself as well. A chassid says, if lo sonu ish es amiso means I can't beat anyone else up with my words, and to be a chassid, to take this a step further, is what? I can't beat myself up with my words either. What the Rebbe Rosh Pshischa is teaching us is an incredible yisod. Lo sonu ish es amiso is not just the din in how we're supposed to speak or think about the other, but to be a chassid, to go above and beyond, also means about how I speak and I think about myself. Rosh, what is the Rebbe Pshischa referring to? What he's saying is, Rosh, that sometimes, we all make mistakes. Sometimes we make exceptionally dramatic mistakes. And I will say, sometimes, again, we're brave enough to own those mistakes. And we're brave enough to own those transgressions and those missteps. And I will say, sometimes what occurs is we end up feeling so bad about ourselves. We end up feeling so down about ourselves. We end up beating ourselves up so much that we lack the courage, we lack the strength, we lack the resolve to get back up. I feel so verschmutzed. I feel so broken. I feel so unholy that I say to myself, you know what? There's no hope for me. Therefore, says the Rebbe Pshischa, lo sonu ish es amiso, the Torah tells us that we're not permitted to beat up or to afflict the other verbally. So the Rebbe says, if you want to be a chassid, you have to take that a step further and don't beat up and hurt yourself as well. All of us make mistakes. All of us make missteps. All of us do things wrong. Rabbi said, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want us to wallow in the pit of misery. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to wallow in the pit of despair. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to remain in this feeling of hopelessness and helplessness because of how much I've ruined myself. Yes, we've made mistakes, and some of us have made, probably all of us have made, dramatic mistakes. But Rabbi said, don't spend your time beating yourself up. Spend your time rebuilding. Spend your time reorganizing. Spending your time regrouping. Spend your time figuring out how could I grow from this experience and how could I become even stronger. Lo sonu ish es amiso teaches us not only how to treat or not mistreat the others, but the Rebbe Pshischa says the chassid understands that it also teaches us how to not mistreat and ultimately, again, how to rebuild ourselves. All right, the good Shabbos.